In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. And we are on page 5, the bottom of page 5, volume 35, 1, 2, 38. And we continue. After this, Jesus added, "My daughter, all that the creature does in my most holy divine will is first formed in heaven." So Jesus is showing us. Now, this is about Louisa, and he's trying to teach us how to do this as well. This is what Jesus says Louisa does. All that Louisa does in my most holy divine will, because Louisa is the only one who lives in the divine will fully, is first formed in heaven. So you can see the kiss of heaven and earth. What Louisa is doing on earth was formed in heaven. This is how God originally planned it. He made Adam in his image and likeness to begin to live a life of God, really. Adam doesn't become God, but in God's image and likeness, when God breathed into the dust, which came out of the dust, was the image and likeness of God. And that's where we have to put our mind. Jesus wants us to begin to understand from a divine perspective what he wants from us. And what we've learned over the last 2,000 years because of the gospel of the resurrection, of redemption, is to be good and holy and saintly. So Jesus says, for the last 2,000 years, he's given us the simple ABCs of the divine will. And this is why we are called by Christ in his church to be faithful and obedient. When we're faithful and obedient, God then reigns. Adam, we have to remember, was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. So God is looking at us and he's saying, I want to teach you how to become faithful and obedient. To listen to Christ speaking to his church through the teaching magisterium. Okay, so one of the main things that we were taught, one of the last things that we were taught in 1969-68 was humani vitae. What does it mean to be human? And what it was is to be human is to be one with God, docile to God, submissive to God, faithful to God. And people read Humani Vitae and they said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to be, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And God says, fine. I was just visiting some friends and in a Catholic town that I was associate pastor in, Irish Catholic town, and they said they're closing the last school. There's only 100 students. Now, this is basically a city. 100 students in this Catholic school. You know, and if there's kindergarten through 8th grade, pre-K through 8th grade, how many students are in each class? It can't stay open. There's no children. I remember Father Gobi telling us that when he left Mexico, he was surrounded by children, hundreds of children. And when he got to cross the border into California, he was flabbergasted. Where are they? And they're going, where are who? He goes, where are the children? So the punishment is not having children. You don't want to be open to God? So be it. Then you have to suffer the consequences. I know some friends of mine, they said they didn't want children. Now they're in their 60s, 70s. and they have nothing. They have no family. They're alone. This is what they wanted, so God gave that to them. And what now Jesus is saying is, if we had listened to the church, listened to understand the mind of Christ, we would now be living divine life. We would have learned, yes, human life is of God. Remember what Jesus said to Louisa? He said, the works of God are all of creation, the animals, vegetables, minerals. The works of God are the stars, the sun, the moon, everything. These are works of God. He says the only life of God is a soul, is a child born. And what's happening now is very, very frightening. Jesus says, as it happened in the days of Noah, it will happen in the time of the Son of Man's return. They're taking cells from human and combining it with cells with animals. This is what happened. This is the this is what the devil did. The devil hates children, hates humans, because he knows they are children of God, and once they're baptized. So you look at France; half the children in France are not baptized. I mean, this is happening all over the world. The priests in France are in their 70s and 80s. The churches, you know, are empty, except for there's a group who are doing the traditional mass, and those churches are packed with children, packed with people. What's happening is our God is showing us that He gives us the simple ABCs: be faithful and obedient. So why? So I can give back to you this gift of the divine will. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking at us and He's saying, are you faithful? Are you obedient? Are you one with God? Are you fused with God and His holy divine will? Are you really beginning to live this abundant life? Are you doing this? Is this what you want? I have to give you what you want. That's our free will. Our free will is everything to God. He's created us so that we can be one with Him, but He will not force us to do that. He didn't force the angels. He tested them, and a third of them fell. He's testing us. What do you want? God has to give us what we want. So he says, all that you do in my most holy divine will is first formed in heaven. Now think about us. When we do our acts and our rounds in the divine will, starting with our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day, what are we doing? We're calling heaven into our acts, divinity into our acts. Why? It's Jesus. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that all mankind, all things that you have created that are reflected in us, may give you, Lord God, all the glory, all the power, all the praise, you know, all the love that you as a God deserve. That's why He created us in His image and likeness, so that He could reign in us. And then we could participate in Him. So He says, it's first formed in heaven, every act that you do. In the eternal day, that doesn't know the night. Think about that. There is no darkness. Light. That's God. That's Jesus on Mount Tabor. That's Our Lady of the Blessed Mother in Guadalupe, the woman clothed with the sun. And they're saying, the new Adam and the new Eve are saying to us, through little Louisa, that He's asking us to enter back into this light. This love, this light, this love, this light, this life of God. The entire celestial court is already aware that one soul, Louisa, of the earth, took refuge in her celestial fatherland. All of heaven knows this. Why? What is from heaven is coming to earth. This is heaven touching earth, earth touching heaven. This is why Jesus came to earth. And we say that every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. God came to earth so that we could share in his divinity. St. Augustine says that. God became man so man can become God, small g, like God. Jesus is showing us all the entire celestial court is already aware that Louisa of the earth took refuge in her celestial fatherland. Louisa possesses this fatherland, and this is why, which is already her own. The heavenly land, the heavenly fatherland is Louisa's. And God wants us to have that too. This is why we pray, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father is now given to us through this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. But to do what? To enter into the center of the fiat. See, this is why we're learning. We're learning to say to Jesus, in every situation, fiat. You stub your toe, fiat. Okay, thank you, Lord, that I can share in your sufferings in this little way. You've got an appointment and you're stuck in traffic. Fiat. There's no worry, there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no complaints, there's no negativity. There's no sin. See, Jesus is teaching us now that are faithful to the teachings of our dogma and our doctrine of our faith, with the mind of Christ. The church has given us this understanding. And now he says, now you're ready to be given more. You're faithful and obedient. Now I can give you more. If you're not faithful and obedient, don't think that you can possess this gift. It won't work. It doesn't matter how much you say you like it. It doesn't matter how much you say you're reading. It's the base of this gift is found in the Holy Catholic Church, Holy Apostolic Catholic faithful. This is what God is looking for. So when we're faithful and obedient to Christ and his church, not compromising, okay, and that means a lot. Well, you have family and friends. You want to give them the best. You have baptized children. What do you give a baptized child? You give them the gifts of the church. I want you to get ready to begin to live a life proving to God that you want to be one with him. How can that happen? Raise the child Catholic, faithful and obedient to the teachings. And you know, Jesus said that about the men, the holy men of the Old Testament, not the holy men, the religious men of the Old Testament. He says, you know, listen to what they say, obey what they say, but don't act like they're acting. You know, unfortunately, a lot of priests and bishops, cardinals, brothers and sisters who enter the religious life feel that they've made it. Oh, I've made it now. Now I can be me. No. Jesus is asking the religious to die more to themselves. I remember one good priest friend of mine, very thin, and we went to his dinner at his house, and I said, Father, have some more. He goes, why do you think I look like this? And I went, what are you talking about? He goes, why do you think I'm thin? I said, I don't know, you don't eat? He goes, yeah. I say, I deny myself. Mortification is the gift, Jesus tells Louisa. Mortification leads the soul to sanctity. And if you don't mortify yourself, this gift of sanctity is far from you. You can be a religious, but there needs to be mortification. Oh, Father, you don't understand. I'm big boned. You're big boned. Yes, Father, I'm big boned. Really? How many big boned people did you see in Auschwitz? Yeah, mortification is necessary for this life. And so Jesus is asking us to be faithful and obedient. So, like, for example, prepare for Lent. Start now. Prepare for Lent. What are you going to do? How are you going to live these 40 days? What are you going to do? Let's look at your dessert. Is dessert part of your meal every day? And let's look at your coffee. What do you put in your coffee? 2 spoons of sugar? Mortifying ourselves is very, very necessary. And God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. And why? He says, but to do what? To enter into the center of the fiat. Listen to what Jesus is telling you. He's speaking to you every day when you're reading. If you're reading the calendar every day, Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, is speaking to you. And he's asking you to listen to what he's saying to you. He loves you very much, but he will not interfere with your free will. Mortification is our time. St. Teresa says this. This is the only time when we can freely love Jesus Christ. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to see him as he is, and we're going to fall on our knees and fall on our faces, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. He is so beautiful. He is so holy. He is so perfect. He is God Almighty. So what does he do? He gives us the opportunity to be with him. And the little children of the Holy Divine Will are called by Jesus to spend time with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Exposition. And if your church doesn't have that, if you have a computer, it's on there every day if you wish. 24 hours a day if you wish. Go to a site where there's live perpetual adoration. Jesus is there. You can spend time with the one that you say you love. Not reading a book, but adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. If you love to talk on the phone, give it up. Jesus says, those that speak a lot show that they have little in the interior life. You might know a lot of stuff and talk about a lot of stuff. But Jesus is saying, be silent. Why? Mary was silent. Joseph was silent. Jesus was silent for 30 years. And he asks us to listen. Because God's voice is found in silence. That's why he says, go to your room, close the door, and pray. Lord has great plans. Our God is so good. And Jesus says, what are you doing? Listen to the Lord. When you're washing the dishes, he'll say, why are you washing the dishes? He's in conversation with you. Lord, I want to wash the dishes. To have you wash in my washing, to adore Heavenly Father as you adored the Heavenly Father. Looking at each bubble and saying to the Lord, I love you for every bubble in the sink. I praise you, I glorify you in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why am I washing the dishes? To give you, Lord, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that you, God, so rightly deserve. And no one is doing this. So you're asking me to do it for them. And I do, and I want. Listen to everyone's I love you. Listen to everyone use my voice to tell you how much I love you, how much I adore you. How much I praise you. Enter into the center of the fiat. Call its divine power. Do you see what Jesus is teaching us? What are you doing? Are you entering into the center of the fiat? Are you calling on its divine power? Are you calling on its creative virtue in order to give this act that you're doing the opportunity to operate in that act that you're doing? Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. You take a tight, deep breath. Jesus is there. He's breathing in your breathing. I want this breath to give the Father all the glory that you, God, gave to the Father. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. As if there's an explosion of I love yous. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. Rising up to the throne of God. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's teaching us. He's showing us. Enter into the center of the fiat. Call on its divine power. Call on its creative virtue in order to give the divine will the opportunity to operate in your act. This is what Louisa did. Link yourself to Louisa. She knows how to do this. Jesus knows how to do this as the Son of God. Mary knows how to do it as the Mother of God. But all this has been given over to the creature, Louisa. All that creature Louisa does in my most holy divine will is first formed in heaven. Louisa, show me how to do this. Louisa, bring this about as Jesus gave it to you, as Mary gave it to you. Let this happen in me. Use the time wisely, Jesus says. Don't lose a moment. Don't lose any opportunity to praise Him and to love Him and to glorify Him. Oh, with how much love Louisa is welcomed. All of heaven is recognizing it. And you say to Louisa, I want to do what you have done, Louisa. I want to be recognized by heaven. Because that's where I belong. Heaven is my city, my kingdom. Jesus has given it to me. I want to begin to live this now. I don't want to wait until after I die. Because Jesus says the resurrection is not after you die. But the resurrection is to live this life now. Not only is she welcomed by the divine volition, but she is welcomed also by the most holy Trinity. Why? She's accomplishing what God desired and designed for Adam. Adam lived like this. And he fell. Jesus says to Louisa, you're going to live like this, but you are not going to fall. God knew Adam was going to fall. God knew Eve was going to fall. And that's why when we read, he says, this is why I created the universe for you, Louisa. I created everything for you, Louisa, because you, Louisa, will not fall. Why won't Louisa fall? She has the true life of Jesus, the Son of God, the true life of Mary, the Mother of God. The new Adam and the new Eve, Louisa possesses. She can't fall. And therefore, Jesus is saying to us, I want to give this back to mankind, so I predestine you who are reading the book of heaven to begin to live this life. This is what God's looking for. How much He loves us. How much He has given us this great opportunity to read, to study, and to put this into practice. To be loved by all of heaven and welcomed by all of heaven, but also by the Most Holy Trinity. Our triune God created us in His image and likeness. What happens when in the divine will there's no more world, flesh, and devil, but it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? You look at the transfiguration of Christ. Jesus showed His apostles who He was. And then what does He do? Later on, He gives us the body, blood, soul, and His body, blood, soul, and divinity through the trans substantiation. So from transfiguration to transubstantiation, and we've been eating his flesh and drinking his blood for the last 2,000 years. And now he says to Louisa, now I'm going to bring about transmutation. Transmutation is the inside and outside of the creature changes into a completely different element, new element. That's your soul and your body is going to go back to what God wanted from the beginning of time. This is what God is looking for. He loves us so much that he's asking us, he's pleading with us, would you please, please listen to me? I've got so much that I want to give to you. Read what I gave to Louisa. It's all there. It's all there. And he's saying to us, I want you to possess this. I want you to possess this gift. So the triune God harmonized Louisa to themselves. They embalmed Louisa's act. They blow in it with their creative power. Here, the breath of God, the Ruah of God is being breathed again into a human. Making such great wonders out of that one act. It's an eye blink. It's a swallow. It's a gaze. God harmonizes her to themselves. They embalm her acts. They blow in it their creative power, making such great wonders out of that act, making the whole of heaven feel such divine joy and such divine happiness that everyone, that all make the celestial regions resound with a harmonious voices saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You, Louisa, have given us the great honor of being spectators of God's will operating in the act of Louisa. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He loves us so much that he... Let's show this again one more time. As God harmonizes Louisa to themselves, they embalm her acts, they blow in it the creative virtue, creative power, making such great wonders out of that act, making the whole of heaven feel such divine joy and happiness. Why? Jesus is doing this act in Louisa on earth. That means heaven is on earth. That means their heaven is doubled in heaven. Their joy is doubled in heaven. Why? It's not only in heaven, it's also on earth. Making such great wonders out of that act that the whole of heaven feels such joy and happiness. Do you see why Jesus is saying to us, he's asking us to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? Do you see what Jesus is doing? He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. He wants us to begin to understand that this new era has begun because of Louisa. And when we learn to do what Jesus taught Louisa, all of heaven rejoices as well. Again, 30, 60, or 100 fold. Now, the first one who will live fully in the divine will, as we read in the three appeals, is the Holy Father. She says, you, Holy Father, must be the first. Why? You do need a man and a woman. Adam and Eve, Jesus and Mary, Louisa and the Pope. And as Eve took the, if you want to say, the divine will away from Adam, because of by Adam's fall, Jesus and Mary come to earth to begin it all over again. And now another human, Louisa, and another human, the Pope, it's reversed. Louisa gives this gift back to the Holy Father, gives it back to the man. That's what Jesus says. I give this gift to you, Louisa, so that you can return it to the man. Everything is full circle. Everything goes back to the way it was. our life as Catholics, we cannot live without as Catholics without a Pope. Don't be upset. Don't be angry. Pray. Pray the command prayer. Watch what God's going to do. There's such wonderful things that are coming. And don't be discouraged. You have to fight discouragement as you would have to, you would fight the flames of hell. Why? Because discouragement leads to despair. And with despair, it leads to death. Don't get discouraged. Don't fight discouragement as you would fight hell itself. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. I mean, you have to let the Lord know that He is God. Is He the Lord of your life? If He is, everything's going to be taken care of. What does a good mother say to the children when they're terrified? Everything's going to be okay. Do you trust God? Do you believe in God? Do you hope in God? Are you confident in God? Everything's going to be okay. Oh, I'm worried about my family. Give them to Jesus. Consecrate them to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Consecrate them to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Surrender them. I know a number of people who have families and they say, oh, well, what am I going to say to them? You had the opportunity to teach them. And you teach them now by example. Oh, you're going to get married outside the church. I'll be there. I don't want to hurt you. No. As Catholics, you know, you have to be married in the Catholic Church, witnessed by a priest or a deacon. Oh, no. I don't want to get them upset. I don't want them to talk negative about me. You're really teaching them, aren't you? You're really teaching them. You go to the church if you don't know what to do. Go to Catholic Answers. What do I do in this situation? Read. Well, Father so-and-so said this. What does the church say? If you compromise yourself, you compromise everybody else. No, you give the people the faith. You give your family the faith. And when you give the family the faith, what happens is they go, this was so important that they stood their ground. And it doesn't mean you yell and scream. You say, this is what the church teaches, and I'm Catholic. It's like Humani Vitae. This is what the church teaches, and I'm Catholic. You know, if you have a contraceptive mentality, there's no way that you can possess the divine will. I know many, many ladies who say, thank God she's pregnant and not me. That's a contraceptive mentality. Everything is for the glory of God. Everything is for the glory of God, especially children. God loves us very, very much, and He's got great, great plans. So He says, with this act done in the divine will, all of heaven feels such new divine joy, new divine happiness, and all make the celestial regions resound with the harmonious voices. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is what heaven is saying to us when we do an act in the divine will. Thank you. You're giving me a new heaven. I'm seeing it on earth. Thank you. You have given us the great honor of being spectators of your holy, of God's holy divine will operating within the act of a soul. God is doing this. And we're allowing Him, we're using our free will to allow Him to do this in us. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. I mean, look at your prevenient act. How long is your prevenient act? This is what it says. May 27th, 1914. This is what it says. Well, what does Jesus want? He wants to be the Lord. And what we want is we want him to be the Lord of our family, of our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our parishioners. God is going to take care of this. We got to get out of the way and let God be God. Heaven is widened by new divine joys and new divine happinesses so that all remain bound, all remain grateful, all calling upon Louisa, all together are welcomed. We have to begin to live heaven now. Not to wait until we die, to hope to get to heaven. Why do we go to Holy Communion? We go to Holy Communion to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Why? Jesus tells Louisa, you're in prayer, you're in praise, you're adoring God and loving God for at least 15 minutes until the host dissolves. You begin to live heaven. That's why Holy Mass ends. It does not want to interfere with your communion. And so the Lord is looking at us. How are you spending your time in adoration? Is it reading a book? Or is it falling in love with God? That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to love him more than yesterday. Love him more tomorrow than today. So God is watching us. He's looking at us. What are you doing? He says, I want to prepare you for the perennial communion that Adam had. The perennial communion that Jesus had with his Father. The perennial communion that Mary had with the triune God. To walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. Never to be separated from God. To be one with God, fused with God, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. This more than celestial creature, this is what Jesus is saying about Louisa, and he's saying, I'm calling you to this. This more than the celestial creature feels loved by God with a double love. She feels inundated by new oceans of grace, new seas of grace. Every time you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, your heart should be burning with love. If it's not burning in love, you haven't fallen in love with Jesus yet. You have to be so in love with him. You can pay a communist to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament for an hour. If you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, fall in love with God. You have your heart burning with love for Jesus. How do you do that? By falling in love with God. How does that happen? By falling in love with God. If you're not there, you're not going to fall in love with him. You'll find 1,000 things to distract you. The devil will show you how to be good and holy and saintly rather than falling in love with Jesus. Let's look at what people do. Arnold Schwarzenegger spent, 6 days a week lifting weights to become Mr. Universe. Now you look at him without a shirt on. Holy moly, you frighten the children and the animals. Jesus is saying the same thing. I'm going to give you what you want. Do you want to fall in love with him? Then say that to Jesus. Say that to the angels. Angels, teach me how to fall in love with God. Blessed Mother, to help me to fall in love with Jesus, your son. Louisa, Help me fall in love with your spouse. Louisa, Jesus is talking about you in these 36 volumes. Show me how to do this. Teach me. As you say in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, beat me as you would a stubborn mule. Holy angels, beat me as you would a stubborn mule. Get me going. Don't let me lose this. Our time on earth is very short. Very short. I just was with some friends who just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. I said, when did you guys get married? When you were 10? You know, what happened? 50 years. God loves us very, very much. And he's got eternity for us. And it depends on how much we love him is how we will spend our eternity. We love him by keeping holy the Sabbath. No, today is not a sports day. I'm sorry. Today is the Lord's day. It is his day. I'm not going to steal it from him. You fall in love with Jesus? No. Jesus is with me for 15 minutes. I am going to adore Jesus for these 15 minutes after Holy Mass. Our Lady says, pray the rosary. I want to prove to the Blessed Mother that I love her as my mother. I will pray the rosary. I will wear the scapular. I will go to First Saturday Masses. This is what you want, Blessed Mother. This is what I want. See, you're learning how to see things with the mind of Christ. You're becoming faithful and obedient when you're obedient to the church. And Jesus says, just as the soul rises up to heaven, bringing her acts and letting God form wonders with these acts, so she descends again, becoming the bearer of all that God operated in her act. You know, this one's a really good one. This one's a very important one. Just as Louisa rises up to heaven, they're talking about her death, bringing all her acts that she did while she was on earth, and letting God form wonders in these acts that she has done. So then she descends again, becoming the bearer of all that God operated in her acts. You see what God's saying? You see what God's got planned? It's a secret. It's hidden. But that sentence there says it very, very clearly. Get ready for prodigies unheard of happening. Get ready. We're going to see things that are going to astonish us. For all eternity, it's going to astonish us. Great things are coming. Christian hope is certitude. We are certain that God is going to take care of his little ones. God loves us very much. Spend time with him. Fall in love with God. Louisa floods the earth. Louisa invests the whole creation so that everyone may receive the divine glory, the divine joy of the marvels that the divine fiat operated in the act of Louisa. Acts of Louisa. And in our acts. What's coming is so beautiful what God has planned. See, when we call heaven to earth, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, learning how to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will. What happens? Heaven is on earth. Heaven is in our life. Heaven is in our families. Heaven is in our hearts, our homes. The devil can't be there. Heaven is there. The devil's been banished from heaven. You see what God is doing? It's not going to continue like this forever. God says he's got plans. And it's a divine it's a divine plan of God. Creation was a divine plan, and it happened. Redemption was a divine plan, and it happened. Sanctification is a divine plan of God. It's going to happen. And it's happening now with Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. That's sanctification. That's why he calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. This is why it's given to the priesthood, to give to the laity. This is the sacrament of sacraments, this great gift of the divine will. There is no greater homage, no greater love, no greater glory than Louisa can give us than to let us, Triune God, do whatever we want in Louisa's acts. And it's the same thing for us. There is no greater homage that you can do, no greater love that you can do, no greater love that you can give to the Triune God than to let the Triune God do whatever God wants to do with all your acts done in the divine will. God's got plans. And he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. It's not to give this life to the saints. It was to give it to us. The saints were given the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus says, now I want to give more. What can be more than the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit? It's to live in the divine will. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. God wants us to possess that. Don't sadden our God. Don't sadden your own life by not doing it. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.